worry about that. Praise the Lord. The title to my sermon today is The Gift. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you because your word truly is spirit and it's life. And I ask you, Father, to just encourage hearts and strengthen hearts even as they hear this little word here today. I ask you, Father, to just meet the needs of everyone out there that at whatever need they would have today. I know that the ultimate gift is you. In Jesus' name we pray. I thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. You know, years ago, one of the first poems that I ever written, one of the first ones, was called The Gift. And I'm going to read it to you today, and it goes like this. Rich was he, yet poor he became. For he loved you so much that he even bore your shame. For not only did he die upon Calvary's tree, but he left the splendor of heaven to set all captives free. For the sacrifice he made was one without compare. For he left the glory of heaven, his love for all to share. And you ask, oh, how does this wondrous gift apply to even me? For he brought you from the realms of death unto that of eternity. And you ask, oh, how do I receive this gift? For the answer is simple, you see. For if by faith you'll humble your heart, you'll receive peace and harmony. And you know, I don't care who you are or how much money you got or how little money you got. Everyone out there, usually, the real true desire of your heart is to be at peace and to be at harmony with God, whether you know it or you don't. And I'm going to tell you, it's God's purpose that he wants to bring you into harmony with him. And, you know, he sent his son to die for our sins. First, he sent his son to reveal to us that God could be in the form of man. And that he was the Son of God. And, you know, when Thomas and them said to him, Father, show us the Father and it'll be sufficient. He finally said to them, have I been with you so long and you never knew me? And he said, don't you realize when you've seen me, you've seen the Father? And you know, I'm going to tell you what, that young man that Mark and Joey picked up today, whether he knew it or not, he got a ride from Jesus. He absolutely did, because they were obedient to what the Lord told him to do, to stop and pick him up. So, He might have had some mental problems or whatever he had. It doesn't make any difference. But I'm going to tell you what. He got a ride from Jesus today. And because Mark has brought that here and told us about it, we're going to pray for him. And we will, as God brings that young man to your mind, just say, Lord, that young man that rode with Mark and Joey today, just let your spirit just invade that young man's life. And I'm going to tell you what, we don't know what God will do out of that. And sometimes he lets us see the things that he does, and sometimes he doesn't. But I tell you what, he never returns void. His word never returns void. His presence never returns void. And I'm going to tell you what, when you've been in the presence of the Lord, it's a life-changing thing. Praise God. My first scripture here is Isaiah 6, 9 through 7. And it says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And like I told you, he's going to be called the Everlasting Father. And we know that this is talking about Jesus. And he had to even tell Thomas and them, I am the Father. You've seen me. He's in me. Everything that I do, it's the Father. And you know what? I don't care what you think, but Jesus is inside of you. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead now dwells in you. Praise God. And I'll read that again. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end.
and upon the throne of David, on his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. And I'm going to tell you what, I wrote in here, and this is a pause here, how do I make this happen? And the way you make this happen is by what the rest of this verse says. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. You don't have to do anything to make it happen. You just have to stand back, trust the Lord, and watch and see what He does. And I'm going to say that to you, Frankie, today. Stand back, praise the Lord. And I'm going to tell you, when I got laid off at Millicron, it was kind of a sketchy thing. I mean, you know, I didn't have any money in the bank, very little. I had, we were living from paycheck to paycheck, you know, had two little kids. Margaret wasn't working. And I had to wait for my mother to get off work because she worked in another part of the plant, because it was a big plant out there in Oakley. And she worked down in a place called Semastra where they made circuit boards and stuff. And I got laid off during the day, and it was winter time, and I had to wait for her to get off work so I could take her home. So when I went out and sat in the car, all I did was sit out there praising the Lord. And I mean, you're not, you know, that's not the normal thing to do when you lose your job and you have no hope of another job right there available. But I'm going to tell you what, I had Him who was altogether hope dwelling inside of me. And because I began to just sit there and praise Him, and I didn't get mad at the company or nothing like that, and I'm going to tell you, like I told you before when I told that little story, they offered me my seniority 3 times. And they weren't allowed to do that. But I think because of the way that I went out, a lot of the guys who got laid off went out of there cussing at them and everything else because they got fired around Christmas time. You know, it was around Christmas time. It wasn't too far from it. It was in the winter. I don't remember the exact date, but it was somewhere around that same time. And I tell you what, that's an unpleasant time to lose your job in the winter because you got all the heating bills and all the other bills that go on in the winter that you don't have in the summer. But I'm going to tell you what, for some reason, the joy of the Lord was just inside of me, even though I'd lost my job. And it was a while before I got that other job because I went out, buddy, and I beat the bushes. And I took a job from the unemployment office. They sent me that one place. They said, the only thing that we've got is this job here. And they said, you're too qualified for this job, and it doesn't pay enough money. And you know what? I said, well, I don't care. I'll take it. Because I said, I feel like I should be working for my family. And that's not the attitude of people today. They want to lay back and draw unemployment. Well, I took a job that paid less than unemployment because I wanted to work. And a lot of people say, well, Oscar, you're crazy for doing that. No, I'm not crazy for doing that. I don't believe so. Nobody else should take care of me, and I believe that, you know, I took that job that paid less than unemployment. But I worked there for a while, and I just wasn't making it. You know, we was just barely making it. We kept our bills paid, but we was just barely doing it. And then when I got that other job, like I told you, I went all over the city, going in places and putting in applications, and I knew they were throwing my application away. Some of them wouldn't even take an application because they'd say, you know, hey, we got guys with 25 years laid off or 20 years. We can't take somebody that's only got 5 years experience. And you know what? But God knew the one that where He wanted me to be. And I had passed that place up and didn't go in there and put in an application. But God put my application in there. That's exactly what happened. And I'm going to tell you what, He'll do the same for you. He'll open a door for you. And when He opens doors that we can't see, only thing I'll tell you to say is say, Lord, when You open a door, I'll step through it. And He might even open a door for you where you don't even feel qualified to do what He opens the door for. But I tell you what, rely on Him, and you might find out that He will advance you even into something way greater than what you were doing. Praise God. Anyway, my next scripture is here, Isaiah 41, 17 and 18, and this is out of the Amplified Bible. It says, "The poor and the needy are seeking water when there is none. Their tongues are parched with thirst. I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers on the bare heights and fountains in the midst of the valley. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water." I tell you what, when God steps in on the picture, it changes. And sometimes you might feel like you're going through a really dry place where there's no water. And I tell you what, He'll open the water up and He'll cause it to come out of the heavenly way, out of the high places. He'll cause it to come out of the valley. He'll cause it to come out wherever you need it from, because He is your source. Next scripture is Isaiah 43, 2. "When thou passest through the water, I will be with thee. And though the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." And I'm going to tell you what, when you're walking with God and you do what God tells you to do, and you're obedient to what He tells you to do, there's nothing's going to harm you. There's nothing that's not going to overtake you. And my next scripture is Matthew 6, 33 and 34. And this is out of the Message Bible. And this, I love this. It says, "Steep your lives in God reality. God initiative, God provision. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met." This is for you too. I suppose God sent this for you. "Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. Don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes." And I've got written down here, "He is your present help in time of need." And I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to close with this. I didn't have a lot here today, and all these testimonies, this was what God wanted to happen here today. That's why He didn't give me a lot, okay? Jesus is the true gift of Christmas. He is the very gift of Christmas. Praise God. I've got another poem here that I wrote years ago, and I'm going to share this one with you, and I'll close with this. And this one is called Heavenly Treasure. There is a treasure that's given to man that not many of us seem to know. It's the treasure of peace and contentment, where in stillness the Spirit does show. The things that the Father has given that are truly ours to possess: the love, the joy, the health, the peace, and even the spirit of rest. These are truly pearls of great value. They're rubies beyond compare. They're the emeralds of His kingdom, and they're yours if you'll only but dare. And simply take Him at His word. By His Spirit learn to live. These treasures that He'll give you, only He can give." Praise God. Well, that's all I had to share with you today. And, you know, I want you all to go forth and have a wonderful Christmas. And, Frankie, if you have any needs, let us know. Like Mark said, you know, we want to help you if you need help or whatever. Let us know. Praise God. And if you all stand, we'll close. And, you know, I want you all to have a wonderful New Year. You know, I was thinking about that song we used to sing, "It is a new thing that I do, and I will show it unto you. Fear not, for you will understand, for I will take you by the hand. The former things are passed away. It is the dawning of the day. Rejoice, rejoice, sing a new song. Oh, praise the Lord, it won't be long. And I would sing it to you, but I definitely don't have a voice to sing today. I'm kind of hoarse anyway. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that you're going to do a new thing even in the new year. And we know your mercies are new every morning. And I ask you, Father, that as we go forth and start into even a new year, because we won't be meeting for the next 2 weeks, if we start into a new year, Father, you're going to do some new things in each person's life. There needs to be a new commitment, a new determination to follow on to know the Lord, that your going forth is as the morning, and that you can't stop the morning, Lord. And I ask you to just cause even your body as we go forth to just be a blessing to everyone we come in contact with. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor. In the name above all names, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all.